Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The Spartacus Youth Club Class Series presents
Marxism versus Feminism. What way forward for women's liberation?
March 18th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., room 315 in UBC's Irving Barber Learning Center.
This March 18th at UBC, what way forward for women's liberation?
Suggested readings available online.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. We are on Vancouver campus doing radio. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Nellie.
Nellie's joining us today.
Special guest.
What's your show at CITR?
I host the show The Cat's Pajamas, which you might have heard earlier today. It was on at 11.
Yes.
11 to 12 every Friday.
Great show.
Jammin'.
Yes. What was the first track that we played today?
All right, so that first track was called Canonized by Edmonton band Faith Healer, headed by Jessica Jalbert. And they're gradually releasing singles, which I think is for an upcoming album.
It is.
Coming out March 31st on Mint Records. Cosmic Troubles is what it's called.
Very exciting.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
We've probably heard half of it already.
Like five of the tracks are out. That's kind of fun though, like just to release tracks gradually like that and just build up your album in that way. Like that's kind of a cool way, instead of like Beyonce styles of just dropping it.
Bomb.
Just like a bomb. Yeah, exactly.
And like every song they've released it's a hit. Like
exactly.
Totally. Like everyone.
They know how good they
are,
obviously.
Single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sweet. We have a really exciting show today.
Today's super cool.
Yes.
Super, super cool.
We're all coming down from our fun drive highs. Mm-hmm. The fun drive phoning portion ended last night at 9 p.m. We raised $31,559.
Woo!
Actually, maybe it's a bit more than that.
It's
I don't know.
Probably a bit more than that. That was when the phone lines ended, right?
Yeah.
And still online
donations. Yeah, you can still donate online. It is not over. In fact, you can donate to CITR 365 days a year if you want to.
No one's stopping you.
No. So we did our Fun Drive show last week, and there's just been lots of hype around the station for that, and that will kind of officially end tonight at the Fun Drive finale at Pat's Pub.
Yes, come and join us for a rock lottery. Rock lottery is when a bunch of Vancouver bands that are already established, a few people from each band come together, we pull their names out of hats, we make new bands, they have 10 days to perform a set, and tonight is when they're performing their sets. So it'll be very cool to see what people ended up coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah. One night only.
Yes.
Or maybe this could be the beginning of
start
some
of
great new bands.
A new trend. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool idea, so I'm excited to see how things pan out.
Yeah. And there's going to be a really, really awesome silent auction as well. A lot of the prizes are at CITR right now, like Herschel backpacks and gift certificates to Raider Shine ice cream and Ernest ice cream.
Okay, that's all that matters, really. I mean, seriously, we all know.
And yeah, and so you can bid on these prizes and get them, and then all of that money goes towards CITR. So it's like you get a sick thing and you're doing a sick thing, and just what could
you're
be better?
Also helping
that?
People
also,
out,
yeah.
Philanthropy. It's the best.
Yeah, admission to the event also goes towards CITR's fund drive.
Yeah, it's $10
you know,
for
the
members?
Least. Yeah, $10 before if you buy them online, and $12 at the door.
Yeah.
So yeah,
good cause, music, chillin', Pat's Pub, super underrated, awesome venue.
Yeah.
So totally, everybody should come out to that tonight. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other really exciting thing is that we are going to air an interview in probably 10 minutes here that we did with Tops.
Fanning out.
Tops from Montreal. They were in Vancouver last Friday, and the three of us went and met them and interviewed them, and it was amazing. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of a starter from the bottom network moment.
Yeah.
Truly, it was very cool. So, we did an interview with them. We played them a lot on the show, so they've been kind of a recurring theme and a favorite band that's kind of been the soundtrack to my life recently. So,
yes.
Kind of a big deal, I'd
just
say.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we're going to air that in a bit here. But first, we're going to play some more music for you.
All right, so to carry us along on this lovely Friday, we're going to play a song called Depreston from Courtney Barnett's upcoming album that is going to be released on the 21st, I believe, of March. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. She's definitely an up-and-comer to keep in mind, an Australian female musician. And this song is called Depreston.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. Out for first impressions, this place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. Going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. Think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
Start. looking down at them. They were looking down at you. You were starched and pressed. They were all disheveled. They were holding hands. They were ragamuffins. And they said, I know we're not fancy, but we're on the same level. And we've got plans, big plans. We're gonna change the world. All you care about is dollars. That doesn't make sense. All you do is hit snooze, watch the news, buy shoes, drink booze, make money feel spent. And day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day after day after day. Then you look at them without batting an eye and say, hey, little hippie, let your freak flag fly. Why don't you go smoke a bowl in your best tie-dye? Get a tattoo of a dancing bear holding a peace sign. You can talk the talk, but when it comes to real change, aren't you and all your little friends exactly the same? You sit around at potlucks pointing fingers, placing blame, drinking kombucha and eating tempeh. And day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day, it's the same shit. Day after day after day after day after day. If you are judging them while they are judging you, and you think that makes them assholes, maybe you're an asshole too. Do we argue with each other till we both turn blue, or find similarities in what we like and what we do? Yeah, just because someone does not look like me doesn't mean they are a clone or a sheep. Maybe they like their job and they're living their dream, and they love their friends and their family. Yeah, some people thrive between 9 and 5 and feel like they're choking if their neck's not tied. And some people feel as if they're gonna die if their seams aren't straight and their shoes aren't tied. Some people like business, some people like numbers, some people grow organic heirloom cucumbers and only feel free with their hands in the dirt in a pair of old jeans and their favorite t-shirt. Some people feel enslaved when they have a boss. Some people without one feel totally lost. To make this world work, it takes all different kinds. We all have different tastes, different strengths, different minds. So it doesn't make sense to generalize, and it doesn't make sense to judge with our eyes. We need more compassion, we need to be kind. If you open your heart, you might like what you find. 'Cause there are some nice bus drivers, and there's some mean bus drivers, and there's some nice cops in Madison, Wisconsin, and there's some nice teachers, and there's some mean teachers. Just because you have a mean teacher doesn't mean all teachers suck, and no one is nice all the time, no one is mean all the time. Think about what someone's going through, it's making them be mean to you. Like maybe their pet gerbil died and they are really sad inside, or maybe they got in a fight with someone that they really like, or maybe they are really shy, don't know how to socialize, they just want to run and hide. Not saying that it's justified, but if we learn to empathize, their resentments will vaporize, situations metamorphosize before our very eyes. Then the need to stereotype will become outdated when we realize that everyone is really complicated. We are all so complicated, we are all so complicated. I am also complicated, I am also complicated. I'm a black mama lactivist, a homeowning punk. It's been over a decade since the last time I got drunk. I drive a minivan and I've got junk in the trunk. I think Danny DeVito is a total punk. I like revisiting the shit my therapist helps me remember. Being friends with someone for a long time, still not knowing their gender. I fight for equal rights and I fight for inner peace. I pray to the dead for the gratitude I need. I've got chickens in my backyard and a little garden plot. I really hate commercials, but I got a slap chop 'cause I'm a sucker for a remix. Let me tell you what, by the time that I am finished, you are gonna love these nuts. I'm a little bit pop culture, a lot bit DIY. I don't know the definition of TMI. I write
poems about my period, post pictures of my log. If you don't like body functions, you shouldn't read my blog. My husband's a musician from the mountains in France. He wrote me a song, we did interpretive dance. Then he knocked me up, now we have the coolest kid. Yeah, hooking up with him's the smartest thing I ever did. And I feel like I can fly when I'm on roller skates. I get a little high when I eat dry dates. I feel like I'm unloading when I'm loading up the car. I feel like I'm exploding when I'm holding my guitar. I don't understand what numbers have to do with success, or what sales have to do with happiness, unless they're the kind of sales that will carry me to see where my grandma and grandpa are waiting for me. I never thought I'd make it to 25. Now I'm 37, and I'm glad that I'm alive. If I ever need a tour bus, I'm still gonna drive. Like looking out the windshield as the world goes by. Looking out the windshield as the world goes by. Yeah, looking out the windshield as the world goes by. Now I'm 37 and I'm glad I'm alive. And I like looking out the windshield as the world goes by.
All right. That was the chat. The track Same Shit brackets Complicated by Kimya Dawson. When was that one released?
That one was a few years ago from her album Thunder Thighs.
And before that we heard the song
Depreston by Courtney Barnett.
You are listening to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM with your hosts Eleanor, Erica, and today Nelly.
Hey.
So we are going to now get onto the most exciting part of today's show, which is the airing of our interview with Tops that we did last Friday. Tops are a band from Montreal, four members, really, really great people. It was a really good show. Oh my goodness.
So good.
Probably one of the best ones I'll see all year.
She is the most like ethereal, like angelic performer I've ever seen in my life. Wow. She just glows.
The voice. Sad. Yeah. And it like her live voice too was
so
good. Even when you think, I mean, I don't know, like live performances compared to recordings, I never expect people's voices to sound.
When they
perfect.
Actually sound as pure as they do in the recording, but like it's literally like kudos.
Yeah,
like,
but you could tell it was live. It's not like it sounded fake. It just
was totally.
Like she. Yeah. Anyways, the whole band was great.
Go see them if you can. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. The whole group as well. All right, so. Without further ado, Tops interview by Erica and Eleanor and Nelly.
Tops from Montreal. Would you all please introduce yourself and what you play in the band?
My name is Jane Penny, and I'm the singer, and I also play keyboards.
I'm Riley, and I play drums.
I'm David, and I play guitar.
I'm Jenny, and I play bass.
Cool, so welcome to Vancouver, you guys. So excited that you're here. Are you stoked to be back on the West Coast?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very happy.
Yeah.
It's good here. The weather is very... I agree.
You played Portland last night, right?
Yeah, a couple nights ago.
Okay. Just the night before, yeah.
Cool, at Mississippi Records?
Yeah.
How was that?
Really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to a bar after.
Nice.
After the show, and I played a hunting game.
Buck Hunter.
I was whooping ass, though. So it was cool.
That's awesome.
The show also was really fun. The bands that opened were nice.
Who opened for you guys?
Satsuma, and then a band called Tender Age. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Do you like playing in Vancouver? You guys have been here before, right?
Yeah, this is our third time in Vancouver, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to say, because we played once when our first record came out, and then we played again on, like, a support tour. But this is our first, like, top show in Vancouver in, like, a couple years.
Yeah, we're going to make it. I'm happy that it's...
But I like Vancouver.
Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you have any sort of, like, ties here or anything that makes it a special place for you guys?
My parents just retired here.
Ooh.
From Edmonton. And Jenny and David and I all... grew up in Edmonton. Jenny still lives there. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, a lot of friends from Edmonton end up here.
Yeah.
Or Montreal. But so it's when I'm here, then I get to see my friends that ended up here.
Nice.
So I like that.
I used to come here as a child all the time. I'd go skateboarding in North Vancouver at the Ambleside Skate Park.
Oh,
definitely.
But they changed the mall. The mall used to be you could go in it and, like, chill, but now it's like an outdoor indoor mall.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody noticed.
I don't really go to North Vancouver that often.
No.
I know what it's like. It's another land.
Park Royal. I mean, maybe there's still an interior part. It's just there's all these, like, schwanky, like,
yeah,
other parts.
Yeah.
They have, like, mall expansion.
Yep. That. The city is definitely under a lot of construction always, so it's a little bit, yeah, it's always changing. You guys just got back from Japan also,
mm-hmm,
right? Had any of you been there before?
No.
No.
How was that?
It was like a big, it was like, if Vancouver's practiced Japan, it was real Japan.
It's true. Kind of like Vancouver everywhere.
Yeah.
Without Canadian.
Interesting.
Without the Canadian thing.
It's like the Montreal of France. To France. Vancouver to Japan. So I'm practicing.
It's like the Vancouver
of
France.
Japan is Vancouver of France.
Yeah.
No, it's so great.
It was kind of like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Because the people who took us there, like, really organized everything super well, and we didn't have to make any decisions, so it's kind of being like a big pampered baby on a cruise, but you're also playing music, and everyone was enjoying it, so it felt good. So I was like, everything's super good, and then the food's chill.
They were like tour guides and tour managers.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So did you get to see some stuff as well as playing shows?
Yeah, we did. We got to see some Japanese gardens and some shrines. And
Japanese gardens here.
Yeah.
UBC campus. There's a great one. Apparently it's the most authentic in North America. So
I like
it. You guys
want to
relive your experience,
yeah,
you can
go
to UBC.
Go check it out. I
go
like
there.
The one
yeah,
that
it's actually
East
really
Hastings.
Chill.
Oh, yeah.
In downtown.
What is it called? I'm blanking on the name.
Doctor something.
Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
Sun Yat-sen.
Yeah, I like that.
I just walked through there the other day.
It's free too, right?
It is. Most of it is
so.
Free.
Yeah,
in the free section.
How were the shows in Japan?
They were really good. We played like pretty early. Like, they were earlier. Kind of like tonight, actually. We played at like 9.
Okay.
And everyone would just come and just like listen extremely attentively. But like not, it wasn't judgmental at all. They were like really open and nice. But they just like, it was literally like complete silence whenever any band was playing.
The other bands were
us.
Wicked.
And the other bands were, yeah, so good.
Local Japanese bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. They're like, I guess to when you're a musician in Japan, you just are extremely good at playing your instruments and stuff. And so it was really, yeah, it was really cool to see. Lots of kind of like indie stuff, though. You can definitely see there's like a lot of crossover and it, like, influence happening, but yeah, I heard some of the best bands I've ever played with there.
Yeah, awesome. That's sweet. That's cool to hear that it was quiet, because I feel like that's a very frustrating thing when you go and you're up. We just went to see Jessica Pratt actually like last week, and she's very quiet. I mean, for like to fill a whole space, and it was really frustrating because you could hear her obviously, but so much chatter and
really?
Noise in
yeah.
the background, and you just kind of want to like yell at all those people and be like, "Go away if you're not listening."
Yeah, that's
why
are you here?
Yeah,
I saw her play at a pretty big venue in Montreal, but they had seats, which I felt like was perfect because they don't normally have seats in that venue, but they put all these chairs, so it's just kind of like. It felt like an assembly or something. Like, that level of, like, respect was required.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was, her voice is so arresting. It was just, like,
the
nicest experience.
It was fun, though, to be back in when we first came back here and played in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And people were, like, yelling at us. And then, like, cheering. And then they would also, like, they would clap in the middle of the song, too.
Nice.
Do that.
Yeah.
Here, where in Japan, there's, like, no, like, response, like, in terms of jeering or clapping until like maybe 5 to 10 seconds after the song's over.
Okay.
So
oh,
it's
wow,
done,
that's
and then
great.
Felt like being at a classical concert kind of
cool.
Where everyone waits.
Yeah.
And then they clap.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
Sweet. Yeah, it's fun to play. I mean, I guess that's the cool thing about having like a drummer and like bass and guitar and being like a loud band is that people can talk if they want, but we're always like
louder.
So
yeah.
Just
drown them out. Yeah, that's sweet. So your tour that you're on right now goes like all the way until June, right?
Just like a month.
Oh, okay.
But sort of, because
sort of does, yeah.
Because we're stopping at home, but then we have a bunch of like weekend shows for the whole month, and then we're going to Europe until like midway through June, for like May and June. So
sweet. So you will have some downtime though, like in between some of those.
Yeah, we have like a couple weeks off, I think.
I think that's when I'm gonna get wild.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sick. Is that gonna be back in Montreal?
Yeah.
Cool. That's sweet. And I read somewhere that you guys had been working on some stuff like in between touring, some newer stuff. Sweet. Yep. Is it like, how do you find it, finding time to do that between like touring?
Well, usually we just like get the song close to being done and then like, no, it's not done.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Is when you're home, it's fun to work on it. You get back into it really quick, but then it sucks when we leave a lot of stuff unfinished. Which is like, you just want to kind of tie it up a little bit. But we're all like excited to just work on new stuff.
Yeah, we've been playing some new stuff live, so we're getting better at it, which is chill.
That's sweet.
People are like, I don't know this song. Like, peace out. Not true that they want that.
And you mentioned, so you're from, a couple of you grew up in Edmonton.
Jenny lives in Edmonton.
Okay. Cool. So what brought you to Montreal?
I came out to Montreal to do school and just to, like, you know, start anew. Yeah.
I went there just to hang out because I didn't want to hang out in Edmonton at the time. But I like going back. It's fun. But yeah, it seemed really fun to go there and make music.
Yeah.
And start anew, as they say in the biz.
And Riley, you're from LA, right?
San Diego.
Oh, okay, cool. So what brought you to Montreal?
I went to school there.
Oh, okay, cool. Were you at McGill?
Yeah, I was at McGill.
Nice.
And I met Jane at McGill and through other friends.
Yeah.
At a party.
McGill, what's up?
That's
student life. I was helping hold up the beer bong for Riley.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And he just, like,
for this
stretched out his free hand.
Crushed it.
Hands.
That's what two friends are made.
Annual English Student Honor Society Club party.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Going to school in Montreal is good because the campus life is very weak, so you can just totally escape and don't have to engage any of that.
Yeah,
you have a lot of people moving there to do music, so they all speak English, so it's like kind of like they tend to have parties and hang out together.
Nice. That's sweet. What are some of like your favorite things to do in Montreal? Like, do you have like an ideal like weekend or like night out or like haunts that you go to?
It gets very cold in the winter, so
yes,
the it's usually just partying or recently, in the last year or so, playing poker.
Riley's been playing poker.
Mm-hmm. I like to usually, I'll get a sandwich at the Polish place, and then go to practice. I like to practice, and then lots of times we'll go to shows after practice. There's a place called Drones Club that has a lot of like rock shows that's really fun to go to, and go hang out there, have a couple beers, and then everything in Montreal is actually like 6 to 10 blocks away, so that venue is pretty close to where I live, so then I'll walk home and, you know.
The other really fun thing is everything always starts really late, so everyone's up until like the morning.
Yes.
Instead of,
that's sweet.
Some places you play, you like the show is over by like 8:30.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, it doesn't seem like I went out at all. And you go.
Vancouver's pretty sleepy.
Yeah. Vancouver
really
likes
nights.
To do things
yeah.
really, especially a lot of shows, they do
like,
them really.
Because like, then there's the party thing after, like the club nights.
The beach.
You guys in.
Yeah.
Into that.
What's happening? So I feel like a lot of the stuff that I've seen you get, or we've seen you put out, is has some really cool collaborations with other artists in Montreal. Some of the people you've collaborated with in your music videos, like, what do you see are the benefits of doing those types of collaborations, or why are those things that you guys like to do?
It's because if you like stuff, you like people, you want to avoid all the, like, mainstream bullshit crap that costs a bunch of money. That's why you work with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like being, like, making music for me is kind of more about, like, well, there's, I really enjoy kind of, like, expanding the more, like, the artistic elements of it mm-hmm. as, like, just other means of expressing what it is mm-hmm. Or, like, who we are.
Okay, I gotta go. Sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Enjoy your sushi.
So I like, yeah, like, making music videos. I studied, like, film studies in school and stuff, so I like to make music videos and...
So did I.
Oh, cool.
She's about to graduate.
Almost done.
Yes, very nice. But yes, it's kind of, yeah, it makes those, like, weird kind of, like, commercial, things that could be kind of commercial and, like, could be just seen as, like, selling yourself or, like, selling images of yourself. It makes them more fun and it makes them, like, feel better.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like when I watch the video for Way to Be Loved, it's, like, it looks like the most fun party ever, and it just, I feel like you captured the feeling of that song so well in that video. Was it fun to make?
It was really fun. We bought a lot of alcohol for our friends.
It was a fake party that turned into a real party.
Yeah. They actually kind of took care of most, like, we were all kind of, like, nervous and sitting up and, like, just trying to make sure that everything was cool and went well, but then our friends just got wasted and were going insane, so they really brought it.
I think a lot of the dancing, remember Adam put on Latch by Disclosure?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the same tempo as Way to Be Loved, and it's also in like a 12-8
yeah.
like kind of feel, so yeah. There's a lot, I think a lot of the footage of people dancing was like not to our song.
Yeah, I'm going to think about that every time like, I see that video. That's sweet. That's cool.
Really good.
So, yeah, we're doing some programming in a few weeks for International Women's Day on CITR. Going to feature, like, lots of prominent and not-so-prominent female artists. Do you have any artists that you would recommend for us to play on International Women's Day? Or, like, people that you feel like are underappreciated suggestions?
Well, like, girls that I like. I mean, there's a lot. There's this band, Beverly, that I really like, playing with in New York.
Yeah.
And also, well, Jenny plays in a couple really cool bands.
Ooh, what are they?
I play in the Titas.
Oh. Sweet. We played you on the show.
I play that on my show.
That's
yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I play drums in Titas.
Awesome.
And I played for all of the other members of Titas in their bands. Katie Fisher, Faith Healer, which is
yeah.
Jessica Jalbert,
yeah.
and Rennie Wilson.
Oh,
and
sweet.
I played drums
today.
For him.
Yeah.
And
right. That's pretty chill.
And I play for Rennie Wilson, too.
That's nice. Yeah, we are huge fans of Mint Records, like everything that they do.
Oh, cool.
We just
Faith Healer,
yes.
March 31st.
Yes. What is it? Is that when the album's coming out?
That's when the digital release is coming out, but all the vinyl in Canada is bunged up somewhere. In the armpit of Canada, probably. So the record will come out later in the summer, and we'll be in Vancouver either in the summer or fall. We're hoping to make it up for Music Waste, but I don't know. Sorry,
so
I kind of
cool.
hijacked that, Jane.
Not at all. I was like, gave you a...
It's blown.
There's a word for that.
Segway.
Thank
there
you.
Also, Joe from...
Oh
yeah.
Yes, Joanne Robertson. She's really good. She just made a record called Black Moon Days, I'm going to say. I think that's right. And it's really, really beautiful. She's from Northern England and she lives in London. She does the female vocals as well as a lot of the instruments and writing on Dean Blunt's new record.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And her voice is really, really incredible.
Yeah.
And I really like her. And there's a couple other bands. Well, they don't have recordings out, so it doesn't matter.
Another one called Tassiomancy.
Yes. Tassiomancy are really, really good.
Yeah.
They opened for Timber Tammy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's
Riley
awesome.
Filling in the blanks.
Yes.
Riley loves women. Yeah. And women that make music.
Cool.
Especially.
Yeah. Our show, actually, that we have on CITR, it's called Femme Concept, and we play all female content.
Cool.
Yeah, we think it's... I feel like the experience we've had so far is that a lot of people think that there is gender equality in the music industry, and I have to kind of disagree with that at this point.
It's a nope, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nope, yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Have
you guys had a Not Enough Fest here? Because I'm working on that in Edmonton. We're having one that's happening tomorrow, actually. I wish I could be home for it. But
what is
Not Enough Fest started, I think, in Portland. They've had one in Winnipeg, Portland, New Orleans, and they're having one in Edmonton, like right now. That's a festival that's geared towards making space for like people who are like women, self-identify as women, trans, like genderqueer, and basically providing resources, instruments, rehearsal space. Having a show, workshop, like really rad workshops, like electronic, screaming, like playing instrument, everything.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's very cool.
We have something similar to that here called Shoutback Fest.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It happens in August, so very same idea. They do lots of workshops, and the lineup every year is just so cool. So many bands that are just like unlike anything that you've ever seen. It's really awesome for them to
have.
I
like how that's called Not Enough. Great name. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a festival kind of like that that just started up in Montreal called Slut Island.
Oh yeah.
I think have you played? Did you guys play that?
We did, yeah.
Sweet. How was that?
It was fun.
What should people look out for? I mean, I guess you're touring kind of on and off for the next like 5 or 6 months, but what's next for Tops?
I guess we're going to be putting out some videos, and I'm excited about those, so keep your eye on the internet for the Tops, and maybe we'll be back in Vancouver this year, I don't know.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know that we won't, so.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. That song you just heard was called Honeydew by the band Beverly.
Great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
They
Frankie
were,
Rose.
Yes. Recommended to us by the one and only Jane from Tops.
Was it Jenny that told us?
I think it was Jane.
No, it was Jane who told us about Beverly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so and then before that, that was the track Way to Be Loved by Tops.
Followed our lovely interview with them.
Yeah. So we have about 10 minutes left on the show here today. We're going to talk a bit about International Women's Day, because that's happening on Sunday, and we're doing programming here on CITR from 12 to 8 p.m. Nelly will be kicking things off.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play some great FemCon music.
Yes, you did a set during last day's International Women's Day, and it was really good.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We forgot to mention one thing, actually, on the show today, what FemCon is.
Lol.
Do you do that every time?
We do every time. Yeah. Yeah, we try.
You never know. People
Yeah, you know.
Not know
yeah, you get new listeners every week, I am sure.
Oh, for sure. And we're a niche show in the sense of that. So FemConcept, the show that you're listening to at this very moment, plays 100% FemCon.
Mm-hmm.
And two of four categories have to be fulfilled in order for it to be FemCon. And Eleanor, what are they?
So in order for music to be considered a FemCon piece of music, the music itself has to be written by a female. The lyrics have to be written by a female. It has to be produced by a female or performed by a female. So if you've got two of those four categories checked off on your little check mark boxes of your music, then it is considered a FemCon. And that's what we play.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent recount of that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So yeah, Sunday is International Women's Day, March 8th. And CITR, as Eleanor was saying before, is doing some special programming from 12 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're having various people come on air, airing some interviews with female musicians, playing some music, like Nelly was saying, at 12 p.m. And later in the evening, we're also going to have the band Tits and Bread, which is a UBC all-female band. And they'll be playing at 7 p.m.
Yeah. In the studio.
Woo!
It's going to be fun.
Some live sessions going on, which is super exciting. We haven't done that yet for FemConcept.
So. Yeah, yeah. And there's lots of other interesting stuff happening in the city and on campus for International Women's Day that you should definitely check out. Notably, on Monday night, the SASC, I think, and the Women's Center here at UBC are screening a film. I'm blanking on the name of it right now, but it is going to be Monday night on campus. The film's called Status Quo, and they're playing it in the Allard Hall. It's a public event, it's free, it's happening at 5 o'clock on Monday. And also happening right now in Vancouver is the International Women in Film Festival, so you should definitely check that out. What else?
And then also from, I guess, today until Sunday, starting from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., there is a Wikimedia edit, so Vancouver's Art and Feminism Wikipedia edit-a-thon. So the whole premise of it is that gender trouble is well documented. And in a 2011 survey, the Wikimedia Foundation found that less than 10% of its contributors identify as female. And so in order to change how knowledge is presented in Wikipedia, which is a main source for people to, well, I do as well, go to
oh,
it
yeah.
if I need
Are
to know about
me?
A thing or two.
Yeah.
Totally a
first
step.
Yeah.
First you're step. Like, okay, what does Wikipedia have to
Even
say
though,
this?
And it's actually very funny because, like, most of the pages are like, this page has issues, but, like, still you're like, this is fact for sure. So that's kind of interesting.
Legit.
How,
yeah. At first, you know?
So the whole idea is there's an alarming absence of women that are editing the information that goes on to Wikimedia and Wikipedia. So in order to change that, at UBC, they're going to have in Buchanan B202, the address is 1866 Main Mall. So it's on Saturday and Sunday. You can come here and contribute to the editing process of pages that need editing and that need a little bit more diverse,
gender
balance
contributions,
editing what goes on to Wikipedia. So another super cool thing. I believe that's like with the city, but taking place on campus.
Yeah.
So totally would encourage people to check that out.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Any more International Women's Day.
I mean, I'm sure. Just like search it. Go into your Google. Go onto Google.
Go into Wikipedia, and you'll find it all.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, check it out.
Lest we forget that every day is International Women's Day, right?
Also yeah, true. Preach.
Preach. All
right.
Word.
All right. We have so, like 5 minutes. Stay tuned in for Radio Zero. Up next, Cam Tyler, and then Nardwar 3:30, followed by the news 5 o'clock. All good things. And then come to the CITR Fun Drive finale. Yeah. All three of us are DJing tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wild.
If you like
wild.
What we play, which you probably do if you're tuned in, yeah, then you're just going to hear more of it. It's just be great. You yeah, should just totally come on by and check it out.
Yes. Okay, what are we ending with?
All right, so we're going to end this little show here with the band called Titas from their album Buzzkill. We're going to play the song Okie Dokie.
And Jenny from Tops, or the touring bassist for Tops, mm-hmm, I should say, is in this band also.
Yeah, she plays drums.
And the flute.
And
that on their band camp.
Yeah.
Also, Rennie Wilson
so
is in this
cool
band. Yeah. And Jessica Jalbert.
Yes. Who is in Faith Healer, who we yep played at the beginning.
It's all coming together.
All yeah planned. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Woo!
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
If I'm even still alive,
She knew that I had a hurting heart. The second she said goodbye, just to get a glimpse of her. Just to get a glimpse of her. Seduction is a funny game, and I'll master it somehow. But I'm running out of precious time, and I need it now. I wonder what time has done to efface how much of me the intervening years a new gentleman may have erased. Just to get a glimpse of her. Just to get a glimpse of her. At the end of the day, you know that you had it rough. If you have to stop and think too hard, have I ever really been in love? Just to get a glimpse of her. Just to get a glimpse of her.